Next week we are leaving. Tuesday we leave. I was going to leave Wednesday, I changed it. My wife doesn't want Wednesday. She wants to prepare herself. She wants Tuesday. I said, Tuesday morning I don't go. I'm afraid, traffic. I'll go Tuesday afternoon. She said, okay, Tuesday afternoon. Now, it is important. We finished the things of Rosh Hashanah, and Maran said it's not proper to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though it was custom. And the Rishonim, many of them, they used to fast. He said it's not good. Then, in Rosh Hashanah, do we say, if it comes on Shabbat, do we say Tzidkat Echa or not? There is two opinions. According to the Kabbalah, not to say Peshat, they say it. Maran said, they should say on Rosh Hashanah Tzidkat Echa. Of course, this year, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbat, there is no Tashlich on Shabbat. When Tashlich? Second day. And Motzei Shabbat, there is instead of a Tachonantanu, there is what Todiainu. Because holiday that comes on Sunday, there is Yom Tov. There is. On, when they make Kiddush on the second night, the person should prepare himself to have or a new food or a new garment, because there is a doubt if he should say Shehayanu or not. The halacha, even though he doesn't still say Shehayanu, but it's better if he has something. Well, usually we buy the quince, you know, the sfarjar they call it. They buy, they make, that's the reason it comes from the new season. In the time they make sweet out of it.
Why should Rosh Hashanah be different than Sukkot?
Okay, because they call it Yom Ha'am.
Why don't we worry about Shehayanu on the second day of Sukkot?
A very good question. I was expecting this. Because very simple. There is two opinions. If the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is considered like 2 days or 1 day. Why? Every holiday, they do it because Safek when they made Rosh Chodesh. Here's the Safek already. Sometimes it's not Safek. Because they came late on the first day. Since it is the beginning of the month, it's supposed to be the second day, Rosh Hashanah. And because they started Rosh Hashanah, they came late on the first day. They kept it, but really the second one is the main one. And that's why they call it Yom Ha'arichata. It's called like 1 day. The 2 days are called like 1 day.
So why do I need Shehayanu at all on the second day? The Shehayanu on the first day, take care of the Yom Ha'arichata.
That's why they tell you, since Yom Ha'arichata, you don't need Shehayanu.
So why am I, oh, so now I'm going to say to Shehayanu, I need something.
That's right.
I got you, okay.
That's okay.
Rabbi, can you go on?
Since there is a doubt.
So I'm saying the Shehayanu because of Safek.
That's right.
And because it's Yom Ha'arichata.
Yom Ha'arichata, that's right.
We need something to say to Shehayanu.
That's right.
Rabbi, you say Shehayanu on a garment, that means it's got to be on a coat?
When you say Shehayanu, you don't say Shehayanu on the garment. You say Shehayanu on the Kiddush. When you say Shehayanu on the Kiddush, you have in mind for the garment or for the food, the new food. This is more, it is practical, the food. The Shehayanu didn't go for the Chalabatara. It was good for the food that you are going to eat. Of course, the reading of the Torah, the first time we said by Hashem Pakad, etc. Why? Because the Midrash said, when did Hashem send the Malach to Abraham and telling him, that was on Rosh Hashanah. There's another thing also. Second day, we read by Hara Devarim Ha'ele. Why? Because they say the Akedah also was at this time. Then, a person should pray as much as possible more on Aseret Yemei Teshuva than the rest. That means whatever he knows to read. Should read more Tehillim, do more mitzvot, especially with tzedakah. That's what the book said. Erev Rosh Hashanah, a person should increase his number of the amount of the money for tzedakah. And so Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And especially the prayers. Then, we said the bread, should a person use mainly Jewish bread. To make baked by Jews. Even though we eat the whole year, like Syrian bread that's made from others, goyim, on Aseret Yemei Teshuva, better to be careful at Israel. Right. Since there is a mahloket, why? There's a mahloket, if part of goyim, mutar kol hashana, or not. If it is, or private, of course not. But if it is, or bakery, and you know the ingredients are good, some they say it's not allowed, just like bishulei goyim. Some they say no. But partar muteret. Halacha is mutar. Maran said mutar. He said, but in Aseret Yemei Teshuva, we try to be Hasidim. Why? You do more than what you suppose. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do also with us more than what we deserve. If we don't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come to us. You are Hasid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Hasid with you. That's what they say. Moran goes against Kaparot. You know what Kapara is?
Chicken.
The chicken. They used to have it home. They bring a chicken live in the house, and the shohet here in this community used to go from house to house and make the kaparot over their head, and then he slaughters it in the house. Hakam Salim Ashkenazi used to go from house to house.
Here in Brooklyn?
Here in Brooklyn, Bensonhurst. You don't know that.
You don't remember that.
You were a child at that time. You didn't know what goes on. When I came.
You saw it when you came?
Yeah, when
came
I
what,
came.
1947?
46 years now.
46.
The end of 49, 50, beginning of 50. They used to have it. And they asked me to do it. They asked me because I was shohed and you. I said, Rabbi, we need you. Because other rabbis got old, they don't want to do it anymore. I said, no. I cannot stay the whole night running around from house to house, and the Arab Kippur were busy, come Kippur to pray. I used to be the Hazan. And no. I said, no more. In no way I'll be the whole night Kippur going to slaughter chicken for me. Then they started going to the chicken market in 17th Avenue. It used to be Mr. Smith, the Shohet. I said, then wait a minute.
Mr. Smith?
Yeah. Ashkenazi. Was very religious, so it's a dude.
Smith?
That's his name, was Smith.
Really?
Yeah. He was a good shohet. When Albert Hamway wanted to learn shohita, Hacham Katzin spoke to this Mr. Smith, and he taught him shohita ta'afot. And he went to Kobe. He used to be the shohet for ta'afot, and he used to feed kosher meals to the people. Used to have always guests in his house, 20, 30, and used to tell the army, if you have any Jewish one that wants to be a guest by Jewish family, I'll be more than glad to take him. He had one officer that came to him. He said, I was told that in your house there is a seder, he wanted to come to the seder, he goes there, and all of a sudden, after the seder, the maid, everything, he was very, very impressed. Then he tells Albert Hamway, the officer, do you mind if I smoke? It was Shabbat. He said, I surely mind. He said, I don't want you to smoke. He walked out and went to smoke. And this is what is to be. That Mr. Smith, I used to go there myself, 4 o'clock, 3:30. I tell them, give me the knife. I check. Then I check the chicken. check the chicken because of the bones to see if it is okay or broken. We for then we check on the legs or the bones and the wings. Ashkenazim don't. And we do not agree with them. And because all the Sephardic people knew about this, that the rabbis before, they used to check it. They used to, in line, asking me to check their chicken. I stopped going there because of that. They kept me there 2 hours, 3 hours. At night I want to go to Sirihot, I couldn't go. I said, no more. I gave up that, just not to go, not because I was bothered by it. A few hours I couldn't take. This is the kaparot that was accustomed to do very, very much. Maran said, it's better not to do kaparot. Shmai said, you know what is Maran, Shahan Aruch? Better not. But the Rabbi Ari came, he endorsed it. He said, good to make kaparot and that. And you know, we follow Rabbi Ari, even if he isn't against Maran.
What does each one hold on? What is Maran holding on, saying it's
Yishuv? It doesn't look like making korban at the time that there's no Beit HaMikdash.
Uh-huh. And Rav Ari, what is he holding on?
It's a chicken that is not korban. Chicken doesn't come as a korban. Mm-hmm. Okay. There is the used to be customs. Male, they bring male. Female, they bring female. If a woman pregnant, they bring
three.
Two. Sometimes three. But they bring two, they tell you, male, if they're male, she is female. They bring one male, one female.
But my wife used to get three. Yeah. One for her, one in case the boy, and one in case the girl.
What is she going to do that is three in it?
When well, they didn't know they were in it, but she was pregnant. She got three. One for her, one case of boy, one case of girl.
Okay. We have Pasuk. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem letaher etchem v'kol hatotechem lefnei Hashem tetaru. Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean? Kol hatotechem lefnei Hashem. Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem v'kol hatotechem lefnei Hashem tetaru. What is ביום הזה יכוון תהר אתכם כל חטאותיכם בני השם עד לפני השם כל חטאותיכם תתהר מה זה השם או לעבירות שבין אדם למקום יום הכיפורים לכפר since that they are doing it between you and God לפני השם כיפור will purify once you make תשובה but if you have wrongdoing between you and your fellow man will not be forgiven unless you make up with him. Will be forgiven after you make up with your friend. And therefore, it is a custom, used to be in the synagogue, in Israel, the rabbi stands up, said, Timhalu echad lasheni. And Mishu Yodea, she asked, Hata lahabero, yivakesh memenu sliha. Used to ask. The rabbi said, ask forgiveness, this is just before Kanadre. They used to do that, to forgive each other. Oh, there is many laws. Suppose his friend is not on the show. He has to go to him, and he has to take sometimes people with him, beg him, please, forgive him, to make up with him. Such an important thing, important part of the day of Kippur was that friends asking forgiveness from each other. I don't know.
Forgive me, Rabbi.
It will happen today.
Forgive me, Rabbi.
You?
Yeah.
Talk to me, out of Kippur, Nancy. I'm afraid that from now until out of Kippur, you do more wrongdoing as you do all the time. He must go to him many times. The Gemara said, Rab walked out of his house, another rabbi asked him, Rabbi, where are you going? I'm going to that butcher that he had something with him. The butcher said, did insult Rab, and somehow, indirectly, Rab wanted to go to make himself available to him, but maybe that one, אז רב ותנין, מחול לך שווה לך. The other rabbi said, you are going to do it, yeah? Shema Yisrael. He hit himself. He said, love is going to kill a person now. What happened? He knew that butcher was Ra'am Tzora, a very evil man. If Rav will go to him and he will say something to Rav, surely something will happen to that butcher. Rav went with a good intention to forgive him. As he came there, the butcher said, oh, you came to me? No. With a nervy way. He was chopping the bones off the animal. The blade of the chopper came to his head, split it into two, and he died. This is to show you how the tzaddikut of Rav. Rav was such a great tzaddik. And he wanted to do a favor to this man. And it became worse. They say, even if a man did something wrong to someone, that man died, he's supposed to go to the grave. Take 10 men with him. Ask near the grave, in front of you, I'm asking that this man should forgive me for what I did to him. This is a Jewish law. And the sure that day, he will be forgiven. There is a custom that every Erev Kippur they go to make, Tevilah. What person maybe has Tum'ah, even though today there is no Tahara, but there is Tum'ah, Tum'at Keri would be good enough for Tevilah. But before the Tevilah also, there is a custom they take Malkut. What Malkut? A beating of 39 times with a whip. The whip was to be a belt. They used to use here, Bessener, used to have a bell. You can see comes all those elderly people, Shumel Franco, Arama! They're calling, come give me the Malkut. They go in that basement, go to the Devar, take their shirt up, their back is uncovered, and it is, Behu, Rahum, Mechaper, Avon, Velo, Yashit, about three times Behu Rahum. That's exactly, each one 39 is for Malkut. And then, thank you, and they give him some money for people. He used to have a custom that they finish Malkut, they go to Tevilah, to the Mikveh. There used to be thousands of people coming. But then they go to the Mikveh. They tell a story that the Shamash used to give the Malkut to everyone. Then came the rabbi, picked up his shirt, said, give me the Malkut. Hasbe shalom. I'll give you Malkut, rabbi? No. How can I be the rabbi? He said, who will give me the Malkut? He said, there's no one else to give you Malkut, rabbi, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only God. They get the Malkut, that Hashem should not give them Malkut. He said, you only, God will give you. This was Haram HaTzadik, what he used to do it. But of course, they don't touch a whip.
Oh, that boy.
That's a symbol. This is, okay, now. Every Tevilah, when the lazy is got to Tevilah, they have Beracha. Hashem Kedishan Mezotav Tzvano on the Tevilah. Here the men, when they make Tevilah Erev Kippur, there is no Beracha. You can't say Hashem Kedishan Mezotav Tzvano, there is no mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah that Chova to do it. That's why they don't have Beracha.
Not like a
death door. That's what it's closed, man.
Close
it?
Locked.
You must say, maybe some others came on some phone. Who came last?
I put a hat.
Oh, I picked up the hat.
Yeah, but it was just to keep the thing from locked.
Picked up the white hat.
Yeah, I just this. Realized that. Sorry, because there's nobody going to come down anymore. Sit here. I don't think anybody's going to come in. Okay, just take a yarmulke, fold it up, and then put it.
I'll put the tissue box.
There is Jewish law that they must make vidui before Seudah Mafseket. Why? Tell you a person who knows how long we live. Just comes a Kippur before Kippur. Who knows? After Seudah, if something will happen to him that he won't be able. Therefore, they must make vidui that a person will enter the Kippur, leaving this world after his avonot will be forgiven. Therefore, they make the vidui. You don't make vidui before Seudah Mafseket the house. But that's why in Mincha, they come, there is a long vidui over there. All these vidui came because there is a law in the books that must make vidui before Seudah Mafseket. And then they repeat the vidui after Seudah Mafseket. And the shul, well, the chayli, you should see the wording for Vida Levida, Ve'ashamti, Ve'bagaditi, Ve'ganavti, Ve'ganavti, in the middle of the Chayri. This is the vidui that a person should make. But when you make vidui, a person usually, he knows himself what wrong doing is. He should make vidui on that thing in particular. But the vidui that they make before Seudah Mafseket or after, he doesn't have to be in particular to certain specific avon that he knows he did. Do it in general, as we do it with alphabetical order. A person said, okay, Rabbi, I made avonot. I made vidui last year on them. After I made the vidui, I didn't make no one, that avon again. Should I make the vidui again? He said, yes. Always, he should repeat again, making vidui for avonot, even that he didn't do during this year.
Can anybody be sure that he didn't make the same avon? Unless it's such an obvious avon, like an arayot or something like that. Yeah, that I can understand.
Then you give the answer. You know, I had a question today on the phone. A man in Kohen, he had a young lady, and he went with her. With the intention he wanted to marry, then he left her. She went to another man. She got engaged to him. Again, she was with him. And then that man left her. Now the Kohen wants to go back to take her. Is she allowed or not? Question from Halacha. It's an ugly thing, but you can't forbid it from it.
You can't?
It's not one of those that are forbidden. It's not called Zenut only. Niv'ala lemish asula.
Where it says that the Kohen cannot take.
Shazona v'halala. Zo yikahu. Halala means that the father married Girusha. Kohen, father, the mother.
Right. Okay.
That's halala.
But the zona is what?
Zona, she nib'ala le'asula. Oh, she was with a goy. Oh, mamzer. Oh, that means a person that's not supposed to get married.
To be with her.
A person that is allowed to get married. If she was with him once, don't necessarily the Kohen.
Really?
I don't want to go into it. Unless she is mufkeret. She goes with many. Do you understand? There is no mufkeret. I'm not saying that. That she is already, yes. You're right. Okay?
Well, what about, you have specific avonot, you say vidui, and you have the general.
That's right.
Al-Khed Shaloi, you know, like he says, you know, the Shogeg, the Onis.
He doesn't have to be specific in Arab Kippur.
But we are specific.
No, alphabetical order, in general.
It comes to more.
No, but when you say,
but you say, when you say this vidui gadol, there's all of them there.
Everything. All, you're right, it's all of them there.
Yeah.
But that's not what we do on the Arab people.
There's nothing specific.
We don't do that.
I did it, and no.
We don't do that on Erev Kippur, though.
Yeah.
We do that one on Erev Kippur?
Yeah, we have in the pamphlet and that.
Right, right.
But that's called Vidui Gadol because covered everything.
Uh-huh.
Not regular Vidui of Anna. Not Anna of every day.
Uh-huh.
It's Al Hayat.
When you say
Silichot,
is it better to say the whole Vidui? You know, we say Anna, Aviti, Mashati, whatever. Is it better to go to say the whole Vidui Hakadol? Or is it better to say?
A good question.
When is this?
At the same community, they go to Vidui HaGadol. And Magen David and Shaare Tzion, I don't like it. You know what becomes that Vidui HaGadol? It becomes like a singing only. When you say it, and all other communities say it once a year. Say this on Kippur. It means so much. Now here, every day, 40 days, they repeat. Then I illuminated it. I said, say another regular. And I told even Bert when he came to me, said, print the short one, only add this. These people want to say this word. Nishbanu l'shave l'shiri asmasot ra'ot. I put in pair, put pagamnu be'ot, berit chodesh, three places. But then they will do the short one. It will, is more meaningful when you do it only at the end. But you can't stop people that they say it. Shema Yisrael, od ma'atus kaluni. I tell them not to say it. What do you mean? And halab, we said it. Yeah, well, raise the roof. Then, that's why here I had the power. I told them the short Anna. Yeah.
You know, with that argument in halab, you could say, we're not living in halab.
So what? Your customs go with you. You don't give up your culture, your customs.
Where does it come from? China?
You look a little Chinese.
You?
No, I mean, every time I hear this.
Shema beni Musa Rabicha ve'al tetosh Torah temecha. Tradition. Tradition. Tradition.
The
film
said.
Yes,
it is. Bomb says it. Forget
no.
About
this. You today, not like me when I was nine. I was a student. The rabbi was Halabi. And we came one day. The rabbi said, Yishem. The Hakam, why Yishem today? The rabbi, I told him, rabbi, why? There's nothing today. Oh, he said, no, we had a nes in Halab. Nes Musan. We don't say. I said, Rabbi, there's no anybody Halabi here. We all are not Halabi. He looked at me. That look, I felt so bad I said it. I said, Rabbi, I'm sorry. I know you are Shakur more than all of us.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm at least maybe 40 years behind you. Over 40 years behind you. I have a lot of packing up to go.
But you're not 9 years old.
No.
He was lying.
You deny your origin? You don't want to know your father?
No,
for me. Whatever the fathers do. How dare you talking like this when not in Halab?
I apologize.
Here, the Kiyilah Halabi, they do exactly what they did in Halab.
You can hear me?
They continue. But I don't have to forgive you. You have to ask forgiveness from Hashem.
You better say something.
Well, I don't know where all of a sudden comes something okay. A person, when he says Vidui, he must be standing. You shouldn't say, okay, I'll say Vidui, you're sitting. No. Vidui, you should show that you are sincere, broken heart, you're making the Vidui before Kadosh Baruch Hu. not sitting, relaxing, and making bidui. That's not a bidui. Okay. How many beatings do you get in the Malkut? You know how many? We just said it.
39.
Don't listen to us.
No more.
13.
The pasuk. ועניתם את נפשותיכם בתשעה לחודש בערב מערב עד ערב תשבטו שבתיכם צאתם בפורו when comes בעשור לחודש השביעי הזה יום הכיפורים יום הקודש לכם that all this כיפור then said מערב עד ערב תשבטו שבתיכם what's the repetition תשבטו שבתיכם He said, before that, Shabbat, Shabbaton, Ulachem. You can say, add a little bit on the day of Kippur. That's called Leosif Mechol Ala Kodesh. Kippur, more than any other day that's written in the Torah, that you must add on it a little before and a little after. Don't come and say, oh, I have time. Sunset is not yet. Sunset is 7:15, I will eat till 7:15. No, you can't. You must eat before. The question, how much you must eat?
If you normally observe your Shabbat, starting with Lakat Anev, 18 minutes before sunset, then for Kippur, you got to say maybe 23 minutes before sunset, or something like that.
You're right.
Something before.
You're right.
Before you meant Haggadah, something
before. I said, you're right. But because the seventh Mahalah HaKodesh is not written in anywhere else except in Kippur. But since the Torah used the Shvetu Shabbat Techem, they learned that this refers also for Shabbat. But really, the simple meaning is Kippur. The rest of the Shabbatot now mention the Ferush in particular. But Chachamim said you apply this to Shabbat. Now, since it is the main thing in Kippur, a person must be very careful more about Kippur. But as I said before, they didn't tell us how long is that person in Mahalah Kodesh. From this became many, many minhagim. Some they tell you, the Torah Tosefet said, does the Torah say how much? Well, I had 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I added before. Some they tell you, no, it's not sufficient. At least your own, mine, which is 18 minutes before. Some in Eretz Israel, they make it 40 days before, 40 minutes before. That depends. However, they follow according to the minhag. But really, there is no halakha to obligate you for that long. That's why, in case of urgency, emergency, we tell them a long time. Moshe Feinstein used to go to the synagogue, Arab Shabbat, very light, even after candlelight. And somebody wrote him a letter. Rabbi, you, as a rabbi, you come late, just a little while before sunset. You know? Then he wrote an answer in the letter. And he said, he started analyzing the halakha to that man that criticized him. But he said, you know, kibbalti alai lekabel musar. I accept that I'm going to accept your lesson to me. And from now on, I will not do it. Even though I thought for myself that I'm allowed to do it, but I'm not going to do it. Since you have criticized me, I'm going to...
Well, that's like that somebody I am.
Yeah.
But then he, somebody should criticize.
No, but then he do it also because he didn't want the people to think that, you know, necessarily that Shabbat started that they had that time, or...
Maybe, but he said since he had the criticism, he didn't want. He wasn't Sadiq once, Anna, but somebody else. Who are you to tell me what to do?
I'm surprised the man who sent the criticism identified himself in the letter.
Right?
Probably. His name is Khalab.
Probably.
After Saudam, a person comes and said, yeah, I'm going to eat last meal before dining. He's not allowed to eat anymore, even if there is a long time to don't dine. Therefore, a person should never accept upon himself to say, this is my last meal. Because if he doesn't say it, if he ate at 3 o'clock for the month, and Monday he's not going to eat, he should not say it, because maybe he will change his mind after an hour. But if he said it, then he will be not allowed to eat. They say a person should try to eat lightly in Arab Kippur. Why? Because the simple meaning for the person is felt satisfied from himself. The ga'ava comes after a person eats a full meal. A little bit starvation is good to break the ga'ava of a person. But also there is another reason for it. A lot of food brings more heat. Brings more heat, brings some tum'ah during the night. They don't want the person to become tameh during the night of Kippur. He wouldn't be able to go to the tevilah, to the mikveh. Not like other times you can go to the mikveh, but this time you can. Even Rosh Hashanah you could go.
How does it bring tum'ah to the person? How does it make the person tameh? How does eating a lot make the person tameh?
This is by nature. When a person eats a lot, he goes to sleep. His body gets warm, and there's an issue of something from his body. Comes out. They call it keri, tomat keri.
Yeah, no, I know what it is, but I didn't know that that's a physical, actual...
Sure.
That's known.
Very simple, very simple. They said they eat light food. They don't eat heavy food. Heavy food causing this, everybody knows that. This is not something can be denied. No question about it. There is a mahlokit if they light candles for Kippur.
I knew that was the reason, but I didn't know that it actually...
Heavy food. I never
heard this before.
Heavy
food, yeah.
Rabbi,
you really did to matkeri, kach lashon hazar, rabotem.
You used to tell us to avoid certain foods?
Huh?
Certain foods we should avoid?
No, usually they take light food. They don't tell you what. But usually they take chicken, they take something that's easy
chicken,
to digest.
Rice.
Yeah. Not to have heavy meals. He told you red meat, and all this brings a lot of heavy to digest.
Yeah.
There is a mahloket if they light candles for Kippur or not. Some they say it's better to light. Some they say better not to light. Where comes the mahloket from? To light or not to light? Because one of the things that asur in Kippur, hamisha devarim, achila, shetiyah, rechitza, sicha, nehilat ha-sandal, tashmish ha-mitar. No relations with his wife. Now, if there is halacha, he's not allowed to be with his wife when there is light. It's when that. Therefore, it's better than to have a light that you won't be with his wife. Some to tell you the opposite. If you have the light, he sees her and brings the ava. And he has a desire. It's better not to have a light. That's why there is a mahloket in Noah. And Noah, Hashem told him, Bo el ha-teva, ata u-banecha, ve-ishtecha un-shebanecha. When he told him, ata u-banecha, when he came out, he told him, ata ve-ishtecha, ובנך ונשבנך. One day he told him not to be with his wife. Why? Because when all the people are in troubles, a man is not supposed to go to enjoy himself, enjoy his life. He should feel with the troubles of the people. Therefore, Hashem forbid him from being with his wife during the time of the Mabul. So it's a year. Now, since they are not allowed, that's how there is, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, make light for the Teva. What was the light? Tzohar ta'aser ha-teva. There's a mahloket. What is that tzohar? Some they say a window. Some they say Eben Tovah. Why they argue about it? Eben Tovah, tzohar. They argue the same argument of Yom Kippur. Since he is not allowed to be with his wife, then how could it be tzohar Eben Tovah? Then he will see her. It's better now. He didn't see her. What is it? Dark. That halon, when he opens the halon, it doesn't open, no. Some say the opposite. Heaven tova. There has to be light. Because with light, you're not allowed to be ura. That's why there is a mahloket, if it's zohar, heaven tova or halon. Same mahloket as in Kippur. However, question is, do we light or not? Of course we say, we light. We make candles for Kippur. Question, do we say beracha or not? Some they say not to say beracha. The custom is among many communities, they say beracha. Ladnik ner shel yom, ha-kippurim. But the shehiyanu, they don't say, them and the shul. When they have this book of Kol Nidre. The shehiyanu for the day. Okay. This Yom Kippur begins from the evening, as we know. Sometimes yot only during the day. Kippur beferush the pasuk said me'arev al erev. That's the only tanit on the Torah that there is from night and day. And we said already what are the things that's forbidden. What do you want?
It's the only
Ta'anit
in the Torah.
Ta'anit Kippur.
That is the only Ta'anit, period, in the Torah.
That's it, the only.
No, you're saying the only one from
this
day to
the
day.
Only Ta'anit in the Torah, anyway. And it is from evening to evening, of course. Then, any work that's not allowed to do on Shabbat is not allowed to do on Kippur. Anything that we cannot move on Shabbat, we can move on Kippur Mukseh. All things that Mukseh on Shabbat, Mukseh on Kippur. But they permitted the ladies to clean the vegetables afternoon of Kippur and preparing for the meal of the fast. They can prepare it. But, as we say, today they do everything before Kippur. It's easier. But they were permitted before to do it.
But isn't that what he called?
Maran said, even though in the Talmud they permitted it, the minhag is that they don't do it. Our minhag, yeah, not to do
it.
Sounds
like Mashiach.
Huh?
Mashiach from Yom Tov to Chol.
Of course. A lot of Shir. We're not talking about
Mashiach, no, preparing.
Mechin. Mechin.
From Yom Tov.
That is the word Machshir. I thought you said Mashiach.
No.
Mechin. They call it Achana. You don't do it. But I told you, but they don't talk about melacha, because of the ta'anin, they permitted them hachamim. All the Suda Rabbanan hachamim permitted. But Maran said, I'm not to forbid it, not to do it. Even though originally, by the halacha was mutar, the custom is not to do it.
You have a lot of problems then, because when you prepare, it's not only that if they cut vegetables, they're not allowed to cut, right? Unless they're cutting it.
As I said, here the halacha, they permitted them, but Shulchan Aruch said not to do it.
Are they permitted them to do everything to prepare, or they permitted wash the vegetables?
Not everything. It's the vegetables that take them long to prepare it, they permitted them.
Just to wash it.
Then, and Kippur is not allowed to eat. What's called achila? The Torah said, "Ta'anut nashotechem," that cannot eat. What? How much it would be called achila? If you tasted a little, of course. So then, chatzi shi'ur, even if there is a shi'ur, la'inyan chiyuv karet, but isur, there is even a little crumb would be asur. But when is the achila that hayav aliyah karet? If he eats, kotevet. Kotevet is mishnah, it's written, temara. That date. Date is bigger than the arid. Not like every achila, we need an arid kazait. Here, kotevet like a date. That's between betza and zait. Now, why do I say that? But if a person very sick, and they want to give him food, then they ask the rabbi, what should we do? The rabbi said, give him that minimum, that's less than the amount that's called achilash hayav aliya karet. And after he gives them to eat less, he tells them to wait shi'ur achilat peras. That means about 8 minutes. Mahloket, how much is achilat peras? Some they say 4 minutes, some they say 8 minutes, some they say 11 minutes. The halakha, the ma'aseh, they do 8 minutes. You wait 8 minutes, then if they see it's not sufficient, they repeat. And again they wait. That's if like this, there is no hiyuv karet. Even if a healthy man did it, there's no hiyuv karet. Choshek when they give it to the sick, and the sick is doing it if it's sufficient. But if a man chodesh yesh bo sakana and not sufficient, they should give him regular. That is what, because the Gemara said the story on Kippur, two ladies are screaming and yelling, they want to eat. Then they went to the rabbi, Rabbi Yohanan, told them, whisper, and they're used to today's Kippur. They did. The first one was calmed down, didn't complain anymore. They asked her, don't you want to eat? No, I lost my desire. Second one continued to scream. The rabbi told him, give him that much and wait that long. And keep it. But he said, I'm sure that the first child would be something in the Jewish nation. Another one, you can imagine what happened. The first one was born.